Turn to Psalm 148 this morning. I read this psalm last night to prepare for this morning, and I went to a whole nother realm as I was reading the psalm. I couldn't believe it. It starts like this. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him from the heights. And the passion says, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let the skies be filled with praise and the highest heavens with shouts of glory.
Yes, yes.
And then it goes into the list of everything that should praise the Lord. Let me run down the list without saying it in the Psalms. I just went and I just picked out the items that the psalmist mentioned will be and should be praising the Lord. Okay. The heavens should praise the Lord. The heights, the angels, the sun, the moon, the stars of light, heavens of heavens, water above the heavens. Woo-wee woo. What in the world is that? We have something else to look forward to. Dragons should praise the Lord. All the deeps should praise the Lord. Fire, hail, snow, vapor, stormy winds, mountains, all the hills, fruitful trees, cedars, beasts, cattle, creeping things, flying fowl, kings, all people, princes, judges, young men, maidens, old men, old women, and children. Amen. What about that? Everything is supposed to praise the Lord. And I was, as I was sharing with Kev this morning, the reason I think I went to a higher place last night as I was reading this, I mean, it was like I was transported someplace. I can't explain it in the natural, but I went someplace because I saw all these things are praising the Lord. Everything with one focus, God himself and what he's done, what he's created, and what he's done for us. And I saw myself as so grateful and so thankful. I don't have to pay a yearly membership fee to be there, like a health club or something. I don't have to pay a membership fee. I get to be there. I get to be there with the sun, the moon, the stars, the angels.
Excellent.
Everything created with the trees and the beauty and the oceans and Port Ludlow water, Admiralty Inlet.
Amen.
I get to be there. God has placed me in that company that I have the privilege of being a part of something that is so much greater. Greater than the Democrats, greater than the Republicans, greater than all the little communities that want to think that they're it. Everything. I'm part of something greater than man hasn't created, but that God has created. And God wants me praising him just like he wants the sun, the moon, the stars, and everything else. Anyway, I went into the heavenlies and I was so thankful. And I was so grateful because I realized there's not one righteous bone in my body. I couldn't do anything to put myself in that company. I didn't earn it. I could never earn it. Only Jesus dying on the cross for me, for my sins, for my sinful lifestyle. Jesus did it. Wow. And I get to be a part. Because he hung on that cross 2,000 years ago for you, for you, for you, for you, and for me. Thank you, Jesus. And the psalm closes with this verse. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the heaven and earth. And the passion says, let them and I changed it to us. Let us all join in with this orchestra of praise, for the name of the Lord is the only name we raise. His stunning splendor ascends higher than the heavens. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and let's say this together as we get to corporately join in this praise celebration of Him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let the skies be filled with praise and the highest heavens with shouts of glory. Let us all join in with this orchestra of praise, for the name of the Lord is the only name we raise. His stunning splendor ascends higher than the heavens. Amen.